and you are at the Roadhouse on the Shore. We're joined in the studio now by Max Bickle and Pete Cavanaugh. Max is on violin. Pete is on guitar. Welcome, you guys.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
We invited you to come on to the Roadhouse today because when I saw that you were performing this coming Sunday at the Gunflint Tavern at 6:30, I thought, you know, I haven't seen those two play together before. How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, since last year we started, and then we started performing last summer. We did the Fisherman's Picnic together.
That's right.
And then we had played the Tavern a couple times before that, actually. So we've been at it in a real informal way, but we've actually started to get together and rehearse and kind of work parts out now, which is, you know, and you know,
pretty radical.
It was just radical. Yeah,
a novel
the whole rehearsal thing is good. So
yeah, not too much though.
Not a tremendous amount.
You don't want to spoil the spontaneity.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I know, Pete, we've had you on the show many times, Max, maybe a few less times. Tell us a little bit about, you've been playing violin for a long, long time.
Yeah, I grew up the youngest sibling of five, and all my older brother and sisters, they all played an instrument. So I just had to follow right along in there, and when I was seven, my dad asked me, what instrument do you want to play? And so I chose violin because that's what my older brother played, and I've been playing since I was seven, so that's been a while now.
Indeed.
I guess. A couple, 20-some years, anyway. And you are classically trained?
Yes. So I was given private lessons. I had two different teachers over the course of my junior high and high school years, and grade school before that. And then by the time I got in high school, I stopped taking private lessons, and I was getting more into improv. And so I started playing with other musicians around the Twin Cities and ended up playing out in clubs and so forth for, I don't know, about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is not your full-time job, right?
No. My wife and I moved up here a little over 10 years ago, we bought a bed and breakfast in town, and that's kind of the main thing for us. And then we both are now finding more time to get back into the things that the other things that we love doing. And for me, it's music, and for Sherry, it's her various arts. Right now, she's really into making jewelry. She does bead weaving. I don't know if you've seen that.
But it looks very intricate and time-consuming.
Uh-huh. But she loves it. So
that's great. So you mentioned that you got into improv. Are you mostly focused on jazz then in your
Yeah,
music?
Jazz is, I just really love jazz music. So jazz, blues, rock, I've played for the Messiah here in town, and there's a new Easter program this year. We have a new director up at Bethlehem Lutheran, so I'll be playing in the Easter program. So I'm still playing classical, too.
Okay. And I know I shouldn't put you in a box, Pete, but I know one of the things you play is blues.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us, what are you going to play here first? Let's ask you to play a song.
We're going to play some blues. I'm in charge of this thing. I'm just
kidding.
This was one of the songs that was on Max's list. So we're doing, this is something that he's done with Chris. You've done this with Chris and some other performers.
Not with Chris. I actually never performed this up in Grand Marais. I sang it with a couple different groups down in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Long before I came up here, and now I'm starting to stretch back into some more vocals. So.
And when you say Chris, you're referring to Chris Gillis, the keyboard?
I believe that's who you're talking
who I
about.
Meant. Okay. That's right. Exactly who I meant.
Clarify that for our listeners. Okay.
Part of the reason why I wanted to really get involved with playing, Max, is I have dabbled in jazz in high school and college. Mm-hmm. I did play in swing band and played rhythm guitar. You know, I'm really a blues rock guitarist without a doubt. But, you know, as you get older, it gets a little bit harder to you know, I don't want to be
keep
like Mick Jagger
schedule?
Singing Brown Sugar when I'm 70. You know, I have to move into, you know, more of a more Leon Redbone sort of bag or something. You know,
but
I mean?
Mick Jagger's going to be singing it when he's 70.
I know. He doesn't have a choice, I don't think. I think he's made the commitment to, you know, dying singing Brown Sugar when he's 70 or something. But I'm trying to shift more toward and expand my musical horizons a little bit. And Max is just an outstanding musician. So I'd like the duo to progress more towards doing some things like that. So, but right now I can handle cold shots. So that's what we're going to do. And so I'll let Max take off on this one.
Was a sweet thing, baby. We held our love in our hands, and now I reach to kiss your lips. My touch don't mean a thing, and that's a cold shot, babe. Yeah, that's a dream, and that's a cold shot, babe. I let her love go back. Remember the way that you love me. You do anything that I said. Now I see you out somewhere. You won't give me the time of day. That's a cold shot, darling. That's a cool shot, babe. We let a little go back. Sorry forever causing you pain, and you showed your appreciation by walking out anyway, and that's a cold shot, babe. Yeah, that's a dream, and that's a cold shot, babe. We let our love go back. So sad, too bad. So sad, too bad. So sad. Don't let our true love go, though, baby.
That was great.
Very nice.
Fabulous.
Very
fabulous.
Fun.
Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I think you need to turn their mics up a little bit. I can't hear Max. Right now, I mean, when he said thank you.
Oh, when he said thank you, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You know, when Ann told me you guys were coming on, I was pretty excited, but I also thought, you know, you've been in the studio
you've
playing.
You've experienced the Kavanaugh
the
Blast?
Night Blast.
Express.
The Kavanaugh Express. We had small Marshall stacks.
and I'm thinking of, you know, Max with the violin. How are they going to do that? But the other
down.
Thing.
You have.
I'm not used to thinking of a violin as part of a blues arrangement. Is that more common than just I know about, or is this something a little bit different, man?
Gosh, it's probably, violin's been playing jazz since Grappelli was doing it back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. But Jean-Luc Ponty is probably one of the first that I remember in the mid 70s really bringing rock, you know, that fusion, that jazz fusion.
He played with Elton John.
Yeah, he really started introducing some other stuff, and it wasn't until like the 90s and stuff we start seeing more violins or fiddles getting into more of the rock fusion stuff and blues playing stuff. Blues.
Well, it was whatever. Great. It really so, is. It's just it's a great, it. Great
totally
combination.
Great.
Yeah.
So, but that begs the question: when you guys play together, you know, performing, do you do mostly blues or is it a mix or what? What does the set consist of?
It's definitely a mix. You know, we're playing pop music and we do. We're working on a rendition of, you know, Sweet Georgia Brown, just because that's what Stephen Grappelli made, you know, famous. And so, you know, things of that nature. And then we're going to do a, you know, Eric Clapton song now, you know, that's more, well, not this coming up next. We're going to do a B.B. King song next, but we'll finish with the Layla piece if we have time. But, you know, it's going to be a multi. My hope for this project is we can compose together and play as many genres as possible. And you know, it's like Miles Davis says, it's all blues. You know, it really is. It really is all blues. You know, all Western music really is based on it. And you know, it goes back to, if you've ever seen the soundtrack for Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're in the field and they're on the chain gang and they're hitting in rhythm, you know, as they're working this sounds really inappropriate, but those rhythms are kind of like funky. I had a friend that sent me a demo of some more of this roots music from the fields and the chain gangs, and they have like this rhythm to them, and it's kind of interesting. But anyways, you don't like to find interest in things that way, but you know, that's kind of the reality of it, and that's where that music came from.
Yeah.
So try and fuse that in everything.
Yeah. So Max, you mentioned that you play with Chris Gillis occasionally and you're playing with Pete. Are there other folks around town that you've been playing with? I think you also mentioned Bicycle Army.
Right, yeah. Todd Miller has been the band leader of that project for quite a while, maybe since the beginning. In fact, Pete's played with Bicycle Army in the past, too. And people kind of come and go out of that group. People leave town and just lost the drummer, this teacher down in Duluth now. So, but that's another fun project. It's a different style of music. And I like to delve in different things that way. Just about anybody that comes into town, whether they're playing at the tavern or somewhere else, I get phone calls or emails. So I'm kind of regularly sitting in with most anybody that is interested in having a little violin accompaniment.
That's one of the things that I really appreciate about the local music scene here. And Pete, you and I have talked about this on more than one occasion on the air. Not only are there so many talented musicians, and you can't keep track of the groups because the people just keep going in and out and sitting
people
in.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is really interested in what everybody else is doing, possibly being a part of it. What can we do together? And because of the number of venues now that we have, which just seems almost over the last couple of years like it's grown
totally
so much.
It's exploding.
It's so neat. Everybody's kind of doing stuff with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's becoming like a Woodstock up here. It kind of is, you know. I mean, you know, you've got musicians moving up here. I have a couple friends that are threatening to move up here now. So, you know, from the Twin Cities musicians, just because it is such a cool scene. We were doing playing the tavern last weekend, and, you know, the locals here just are so kind of happy, you know, and when they go out in the music scene, and one of the guys came up to one of my friends and said, is Grand Marais always this happy? You know, because people were just dancing and having a lot of fun.
And that's February, too. That's
pretty
good. And
that's February.
And
you know, I'm sure that's not true for all of them. Many of the residents of Cook County aren't really happy right now, but at least the people there that were that night were there happy. So it was kind of funny. Is so Grand Marais always this happy?
Yeah, get out, get your happy shoes on. You know.
That's right.
Well, let's hear another tune. Speaking
okay.
of happy shoes, what's this one going to be?
Well, we got Bad Case of Lovin'.
Bad Case of Love. It's a B.B. King tune.
B.B. King. This is our rendition.
Okay.
Which will be kind of Grateful Dead-ish, but this is how it goes.
Oh, case of love. I've got a bad 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 case of love. Even my heart is filled with misery. I live in loneliness, never get no rest. Went to see a love doctor, get out of this mess. Took a look at me before he cast his spell. Shook his head and began to yell. You got a bad case of love. Hey, you got a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love, boy, your heart is filled with misery. I said, doctor, doctor, please do something for me. I feel like a man going through the third degree. Can't sleep at night, can't eat a bite. Since you've gone, nothing ever goes right. I got a bad case of love. Got a bad case of love. I got a bad case of love, and my heart is filled with misery. Son, I know just how you feel. You love your little boy and you always will. But your wind is short, your pulse is quick. It won't be long before you're 6 feet deep. You've got a bad case of love. Yeah, you got a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love. Boy, your heart is filled with misery. Just a little more.
Love that one.
Very good.
You got that.
Very good.
You got that doctor's number?
Yeah, that's good. Good thought.
Oh, that is so fun.
Thank you.
That was more rock and roll, but you know, B.B. King rock and rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you hear a lot of his stuff, I mean, he's got the blues in it, but he's really playing a straight R&B rock groove on that one. So, but that rhythm pinch is a little bit more Bob Weir-ish, but that's all right. That's where I
love
come
the
from,
idea, you know, of B.B. King meets the Grateful Dead. Did they ever?
Actually, they did jam together. New Year's, and Susan and Jeff Getchess could correct me on this, but yeah, he has.
Cool.
The Dead have actually played with actually quite a few players. But
so it wasn't down at their place on New Year's Day. No, you know.
No. Okay. But they always go to New Year's out in San Francisco.
Okay.
Susan and Jeff have been out there many, many times to the New Year's show in San Francisco. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that was lots of fun.
Yeah, glad you enjoyed
it. I love that. That's great. And Max, you have a great voice.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
I haven't, I guess the times I've heard you play, I haven't heard you singing as much. Is this a departure?
I sang quite a bit in the Twin Cities before I came up here. And didn't really get into singing. I kind of took me a while to break onto the scene with my violin because mm-hmm. I was focusing on the bed and breakfast. But when I decided to start playing, musically, I love playing the violin. So that's the first thing I kind of threw at everybody, or threw on the table. And
threw at the community.
Yeah. And
there's a violin player in town.
And then I know that sometimes some people that are vocal leaders, or they have, you know, their lead vocal tunes that they do. And it might be a soloist, or it might be a group of people, whatever. Sometimes people are pretty tight-fisted I'm the lead singer.
Relinquishing the microphone. Yeah.
And that's fine with me, you know. And so, but in time, I've, like with Chris, I would throw in some harmonies, and when we were out singing and playing together, and he was like, yeah, do more of that. And so eventually I sang a few lead tunes with him, and then playing with Pete and other people, they start getting into wanting to hear more of that. So I guess I'm starting to stretch my wings a
little bit.
That's
great. So. Well, that's the cool thing about Cook County is you can kind of do whatever you want.
It's an art colony.
Uh-huh. The entire thing.
We are artists.
And we're so happy.
We are, and we're very happy. This is unlike the typical struggling artist. We are happy.
Now, I have to admit, you know, Pete, I think you know this about me, that I'm a big Clapton fan, and you mentioned you have a Clapton tune that you might play?
Yes, we do. We're not going to play it now. However, was part of the finale. Do we have time to do it?
How long is it?
Well, I want it. Can we do the little country rendition?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Something a little fun, and then we'll end, because I was thinking that more as the finale.
Right on.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay? Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Do the country thing.
It's big. It's going to be very big.
Okay. We're ready.
Oh, let's get the right tune here. Okay. I met a gin soaked barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. She's a honky-tonk woman. Come on, baby. Gimme the honky-tonk blues. She's a honky-tonk woman. Gimme the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorcee in New York City. I had to put up some kind of a fight. The lady then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
Right on.
She's a honky-tonk woman. Gimme the honky-tonk blues.
honky-tonk woman. Gimme, gimme, gimme the honky-tonk blues. She's a honky-tonk woman. Gimme, gimme, gimme the honky-tonk blues.
That was fun.
Yeah. Once we knew what song we were playing.
I knew what it was all the whole time.
Yeah, well,
that's live radio.
Can you name this tune?
The phone's ringing.
Somebody else can get it. That was great. You know what that reminded me of? Is either of you familiar with an old album called 111770?
No.
It's a live Elton John album that was recorded in a recording studio in New York. There's like 50 people in the room.
Wow.
And they do this song.
Mm-hmm. Get Out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I've never heard that.
No, I never.
Because nobody expected them to do a Rolling Stones song.
Huh.
But
well, and actually, I was over at Pete's the other day, and he pulled out this rendition of this, of the Stones doing this tune, totally like just screwing around, you know.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
And it was like very country jive to it. So he was saying, like, this is what I'm visualizing the way us doing. It's like, yeah. it's a honky tonk tune.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Will Brown Sugar be next then?
Brown Sugar.
Nope, Pete said he wasn't going to do that. Weren't you paying attention?
I was, but it's one of my five favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Is that right? Are you a Stones fan? I didn't know that.
Not so much a Stones fan,
just like,
but Brown Sugar is the best rock and roll song ever recorded.
It is a great song.
Oh, I have heard you say that before.
More than once.
Yeah. See, I thought we were going to do this. I thought we were going to give Pete a chance to sing. You had a tune that you were wanting to do, but I guess we backed away from that.
Well, I just say, just in case if we had time.
That it was a Pink Floyd tune or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about "As I Reach for a Peach"?
It was one we played the other night that you had said it was.
You're not talking about Dylan. All on the
Watchtower. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were saying we were going to maybe do "On the Watchtower." Yeah.
Now that's fine.
We can do.
I think you could do your finale.
Do the finale.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a wrap. The producer is saying.
When Ann says, you can do the finale.
So
you have 36 seconds.
So it's either "On the Watchtower," which is a Dylan tune, or it's going back to Eric Clapton, which we promised. So
we did promise, and I'll tell you something. You know, the last part of this is so beautiful with the violin, because it was something when we did get together to rehearse. This is one of the things that can happen when you rehearse. I think you'll really like it. So it's worth it.
What do you do when you get lonely and nobody's waiting by your side? You've been running and hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride. Layla, you got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. And darling, won't you ease my vivid mind? I try to give you consolation when your old man had let you down. Like a fool, I fell in love with you. Turn my whole world upside down, Layla. Got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. And darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Let's make the best of the situation before I finally go insane. Please don't say we'll never find a way and tell me all my love's in vain. Layla, you got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. And darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Layla, you got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. And darling, won't you ease my worried
guys.
No problem.
We're running out of time.
No problem.
Pete?
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Enjoyable.
Thank you.
Thanks so much
Love
for being here.
Love that.
Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, that was fun. Will you come back?
Anytime. Okay. Always fun to play. It's just
Good.
Awesome.
Super. Thanks
Max?
So much.
Oh, Max didn't say yes.
tomorrow? I'll be back anytime, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, that's Pete Cavanaugh on guitar, Max Fickle on violin. They're going to appear at the Gunflint Tavern in Grand Marais this Sunday from 6:30 to 9 p.m.